the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You know what I think I'm going to do then? Just for the hell of it. Tell me. I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
Did you really think we wouldn't be here today? How dare you have that thought in your mind? How dare you consider the fact that because of the snow, we may not be here today? That is impossible. That can't happen. That never happens to this show. So don't even bring it up. Don't call in and talk about it. Don't tweet about it. It never happens. We're here, and we are ready to go. Mondays means no guesting. No, we don't do that either. We never break that rule. No guesting today. We didn't break it last Monday, did we? No, we never break that rule. No guesting, just us. And if you do want to dial in today, 615-844-5600 on Twitter, at Bill is King, and email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. Bulls of Steel, hour number 3. Now, the one who had it the toughest, because I do the show from the Wilco kiosk. There is weather, but it doesn't affect me because I'm always at the Wilco kiosk. That's where I reside, so weather does not affect me. I can do the show whenever. Now, wait, one other note. I keep seeing you guys say, Bill, if you can't do the show, do it on Twitter Spaces. That's not happening, y'all. Don't waste your time. I am not doing this show on Twitter Spaces. That is not happening. I'm sure I know a lot of people are having fun with it. It sounds like a good avenue to broadcast. A lot of people haven't. Josh does a really good job, I'm told, with it. But I am not going to be doing, if for some reason the show cannot broadcast a certain day because of inclement weather or whatever, I'm not going to be on Twitter Spaces. Don't even. That's not happening. Either we do it here or we don't. Those are the rules. That's a law. That's not just a rule. That's a law. It's an NCAA, non-enforceable law. But anyways, Patton's the one. He's got to come in from the other side of town, from the east, down the interstate, down Interstate 40. Just getting to the interstate for him was difficult. Patton, grab a mic. There's about 10 of them in there where you're at. And to tell everybody what you had to go through this morning to get into the station.
Well, kind of where my house is, I've got just one big hill, and we got hit pretty good. It's kind of what Williamson County, where you are, Wilco, Bill, that you got, and it was snow on top of ice, snow on top of ice. So once I got up that hill, it was fine, but I probably spent 25, 30 minutes just going up and down a hill, constantly stalling out. But we are here. We are here doing the show.
What were the interstates like once you got there?
Interstates were pretty clear. They were wet, wasn't really slick or anything like that. The back roads, kind of where I was rough. But once I got on the interstate, I knew I was going to be okay. It was just the fact getting there was the issue.
Yeah, hills are difficult because you need momentum to get up them, but you don't want to go too fast. If you go too slow, you're just going to back down them. So I guess the good thing is that time of the morning, you didn't have other knuckleheads out there in front of you screwing you up.
Yeah, I was the only knucklehead out on the roads today.
Well, all good. Yeah, all good. Good to be here today, y'all. We are ready to go. I was looking at some of this player news because not only do you have another signing period starting 2 weeks from Wednesday, which coincides with commitments this year, we're going to have two commitments this year. We're going to have one in February. Now, that won't be every year. We're just doing it because we didn't get to do it this last December. But this February, the second and third commitments, and again, if you need a hotel link to get your special rate, let me know, or put it on Twitter so I can respond to you, or email me, billisking7@gmail.com, and I will give you the link so you can get the rate. But lot of news, transfer portal, he gone gateway news that's out there. And what were some of the notes out there? The Billingsley kid who was in Nicky's doghouse has selected Sark, right? He's going to Sark. He's going to the ATX. He's going to the other UT. See, people, there's another battle. People fight over this all the time. If you're in Tennessee, UT is Tennessee. If you're in Texas, UT is Texas. And it's always a big fight about which one really counts. Billingsley to the Burnt Orange UT. How about that? The ATX UT. The Sanders kid who had been at Alabama, Drew Sanders, has selected Arkansas. Arkansas's had a pretty good haul in the he gone gateway on the receiving end. They've lost some players too, but on the receiving end, they've done pretty well. Obviously, Florida State has. And Mario Williams of OU, the freshman, has selected Southern Cal. Now, that was expected to happen. Has Caleb Williams made anything formal yet? That's obviously the assumed destination, the prophylactic posse of Southern Cal. By the way, that's C-Bus Steve. I did not make that up. Years ago, C-Bus Steve, when he would call in, because Notre Dame-Southern Cal is a historic rivalry, C-Bus Steve is a big Notre Dame fan. He would call them because of the Trojans, get it? Wink, wink, funny. The prophylactic posse. Is it okay? I think Patton checked this out a couple of months ago with our lawyers who monitor the wording on the show. I think prophylactic is okay. I think it's a medical type term where it's okay. You're not using some silly little high school term for it. Prophylactic posse is okay. So it sounds like both Williams, even though one has made it official, heading to Southern Cal. I tried to get on Dan Harrelson to get a Tennessee update, this UT, this side of the country UT update last week, and I told you he couldn't do it. He caught the virus, and he said he was feeling kind of down, so he's just going to lay around for a few days. This was Thursday or Friday. I don't remember what day it was, and he's going to sleep through it. Now, as you folks know, I think I've had it. I think I've had the virus 5 times. And at no point have I missed a show. Now, that's not to criticize Dan. If he's not feeling well, that's certainly something he needs to take care of personally. And that's what he told me. He said, Bill, I could do it later. I just can't do it this soon because I'm beat down a little bit here, tired. I think I've had it 5 times, and each time we've done the show every day. Nothing changed. Nothing changed in my life at all. At all. The kids were here. I didn't hide from them. Wife's here. I didn't hide from her. She actually tested positive back in May. Did dishes together, cooked together, went to the rec tech together. I mean, come on. Nothing changed. Now, I don't know if... You think the last time when my voice, no, I think my voice, Patton, give me a 1 to 10, let's say it was around a 5 there for about 10 days. Where am I today? Is it back? Close?
I think you're back, Bill. You're back, okay. Baby.
It feels that way because I'm not sniffly either. I'm not one of the irritants when I had the hoarse voice was the sniffles. Trying to talk with the sniffles was a problem. And during the commercial breaks, I would, I hate to be gross, but I would be blowing my brains out, blowing my nose. Sorry. If you're just now sitting down with a nice bowl of cereal, I apologize. I didn't mean to say that, but that was a problem. Therefore, it felt like a couple of weeks, but other than that, I felt fantastic. People kept saying to me, "Hey, Bill, hope you feel better. Feel better, Bill." Well, I don't feel bad at all. Matter of fact, I'll be up lifting, working out, doing errands, going places. That ain't changing, y'all. No, that's not changing. Okay. A lot of you hit me up with this news. Jay Barker, Alabama circa 1992, national championship. Of course, that team was defense. That was maybe the best defense ever. I think it is. Some may argue that. This recent Georgia defense, real salty too. Jay Barker arrested in the 615. Now, he lives down in the Birmingham area. I guess he lives in, well, lived maybe in two different places because his wife, doesn't Sarah Evans live here? Soon to be ex-wife, apparently. Barker, 49, arrested Saturday here in the 615 for allegedly trying to strike Evans and another person with a vehicle. Barker, 49, booked into the Nashville County is Davidson County, if you don't know that. Booked into the Davidson County Jail under his full name of Harry Jerome Barker at 4:10 a.m. This is Friday night into Saturday morning. Records state Barker is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a car. Released from jail the next day just before 7:30 after posting a $10,000 bond. The rule is this, the law is this. Barker had to be held for 12 hours because the charge was domestic in nature, and domestic charges require at least a 12-hour cooling off period. Now, apparently, Sarah Evans, his famous wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, filed for divorce, actually, from him this past summer. In August. So apparently, Jay's not handling this all so well. I think I'll track you down with a car. Allegedly. Reportedly. So not a good weekend for Mr. Jay Barker. Anyways, let's take the break. Coming right back. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm still looking live at this crash here, blocking the left lane on Vietnam Vets westbound at Gallatin Pike. Trying to get through this section of Hendersonville. All this traffic coming through Sumner County this time of the morning right here in this area. And again, they've got the two left lanes blocked on this crash as we check it out live on Vietnam Vets westbound at Gallatin Pike. PensacolaBeach.com is everything you need to book your next trip. Check it out online today at PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting your cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com right now for free screening resources and recommendations from the American Cancer Society. Don't wait. Early detection can save your life. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com today. cancerscreeninfo.com.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
If you are a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. The harsh reality is, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again for men over 40 with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever. And guys all over America are raving about it. Jeremy P. says, "This is the best product I've found to raise T levels. I plan on using the product for the rest of my life." And how about Shane D? He says, "I had no drive and was tanked out at the end of the day. After 3 months, my energy level is through the roof. I work out like most 19-year-olds. I am 47. Guys over 40, you need Nugenix Total T. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle. Just text ENERGY to 321321. It's the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. But you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting ENERGY to 321321. That's ENERGY to 321321. Text ENERGY to 321321.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always B, B, C. Closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always B, B, C. Closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
When you're going from Natty Light to Nickel 12 to Popcorn Bill, you know your college football Saturday's probably going in the wrong direction.
What if I told you
they shot Elvis?
There was a Tennessee fan with a tattoo of Lane Kiffin on his left butt cheek? What if I told you he keeps a fifth of Dickel number 12 in his orange Tony Lama boots on game?
And get rid of Bruce Pearl for having too many hot dogs on his grill.
What if I told you he coined the term Fatmer? ESPC 30 for 30 presents the Cattleman from Cosby.
Hell, he beat Saban. Freeze can coach. He might cheat and call the hookers, but he can coach football.
Back to Jay Barker. He posted this on his Instagram. "I am humbled beyond words by the support I have received from friends, supporters, and so many in the Alabama family. To all of you, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your thoughts and prayers. We all confront challenges in life, and my family and I are facing one now. Unfortunately, headlines and quick-to-publish news stories do not adequately capture the full context and complex fabric of our lives. I love my family dearly, and at this difficult time, da-da-da-da-da." Again, I don't know what happened. I do not know, but he was arrested for trying to harm his soon-to-be ex-wife and whoever she was with a vehicle. That's what he was arrested for. We don't know the story. And he was jailed for at least 12 hours because he was released the next evening at about 7:30 on Saturday. So that's the Jay Barker news. A lot of people hit me up with that one. "Hey, Bill," over the weekend. "Hey, Bill, check this link out." Julia was doing that, among others. Josh, all right, more of the same. You ready? Well, not exactly the same story, but "Bill, have you talked about Mark Schlessel yet?" Now, many of you are going to say, "Bill, wait a minute. I keep up with stuff. Who the heck is Mark Schlessel?" That is the now former Michigan president. This story also hit over the weekend, and actually this story on CNN is I think this morning at about 4 a.m. University of Michigan removed President Mark Schlessel from his position effective immediately following an anonymous complaint suggesting that he may have involved himself in an inappropriate relationship with a university employee. Board of Regents, Michigan statement, quote, after an investigation, we learned that Dr. Schlessel, over a period of years, used the university email account to communicate with that subordinate in a manner inconsistent with the dignity and reputation of the university. Board said it received a complaint back in December. University released nearly 120 pages of redacted email correspondence allegedly between the former president and the university employee. Communication highlights emails sent from both Schlessel's personal and official university email addresses to an employee referred to only as Individual One. Emails with Individual One range from formal correspondence dealing with university business transactions, meetings, and donor events to more formal, personal, and suggestive correspondence. Now, the email communication between the two appears to be consensual. Still can't do that. Still can't do it. And it took place, they're saying, between 2019 and 2021. So, Josh, thanks for getting that to the show this morning. I knew you had to be on top of that one. No cav up in Chicago, and you know we had some snow over the weekend. Now, this snow wasn't as substantial as the one we had a couple of weeks ago. Different, though. This one was more wet. That was a dry, snowy snow. This was more wet. And I was up yesterday. I posted the first video yesterday morning around 6, Sunday morning. I looked out. I saw the snow. It started probably about 4 to 5 in the morning, somewhere in there, and I took a video of it and put it up. And then it started. It hit again in the afternoon. I put that video back up. Some really big flakes, too, but this one's not as, I don't think, as bad as the other one. The other one, Patton couldn't get here. Nobody could get there. So we were off that one Friday. No cab up in Chicago. Billed as T-Dot. That's the, and that's not Tyrell Dotson, who played here at Centennial, played at A&M and with the Bills and all that. No, not that T-Dot. The Tennessee Department of Transportation. Do they use sand or salt to treat the roads? Yes, salt. Maybe mixture, I don't know, but yes. We've got all that. We may not have it, the infrastructure like you have it up north just because historically we don't need it. But we have those sand or salt what would it be? Structures that you house the salt in? Excuse me, there's the voice. You hear that? Hear that crack? Yes, we have all that. Just not the infrastructure like somebody up in New York, Boston, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Connecticut, Chicago, Minneapolis, Detroit. No, we don't have it like that because weather-wise, our weather patterns are not the same. But yes, you. But by listening to the show, you wouldn't think we did, but we did. I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. I saw what you just put up there, Josh. Okay. Julia, she's always looking at the spun. She likes the spun. She's always checking it out. I never check it out unless she puts a link up, and then I do check it out. Bill, did you see this? Arch Manning. You ever heard of him, everybody? You ever heard of Arch Manning? He's a quarterback who just finished his junior year at, what's the name? I forgot the name of the school. Archbishop in New Orleans? Which one is it? Archbishop something in New Orleans. That's where they all go. That's where the Mannings go. And according to this story, Arch Manning rumored to be focusing on 5 schools. And here's the 5. I don't think these are listed in any particular order. And this is The Spun quoting On 3 recruits. Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Ole Miss, Texas. I don't think that's new, though. I mean, that might confirm the latest, but that list is pretty consistent with what it has been, correct? Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Ole Miss, Texas. Those are the ones. Texas has been mentioned. Now, this is in the article. This is not me. From the jump as potentially the favorite, the Longhorns are led by head coach Steve Sarkisian, who has a good relationship with the Mannings. Says, of course, Alabama and Nicky, says Nick Saban, cannot be counted out. Saban made his not-so-subtle pitch to the Mannings during his appearance on their ESPN broadcast earlier this season. And obviously you've got the Ole Miss connection there. You have Clemson. And you have Georgia. Obviously, Georgia. You know what Georgia needs? They need more 5 stars in the quarterback room. I'm getting sick of Georgia having to settle for walk-ons in championship games. Of course, they won the game. When they can't sign Johnny Five, they can't get Justin Fields, Eason, all these most recent Johnny Five stars. They got to play a walk-on, man. Because they can't get good quarterbacks. If Kirby Smart could only get a good quarterback, can you imagine how good Georgia would be if Kirby could ever figure out what to do with a quarterback? I mean, they could win. They might outdo Alabama. Kirby might out-natty Alabama if he just knew what to do with some quarterbacks. It's amazing. I think Kirby does this on purpose. Just to say, watch me, I can do it, and I don't even have to have a name recognition quarterback. Watch this, y'all. Julia down in Atlanta. I got news for Jay Barker, Bill. No one, and I repeat, no one supports a man who tries to run over his wife. Well, except his lawyer, I guess. Julia goes on to say, dude has always been a hypocrite since his playing days. I do not know. I've met Jay Barker. I do not know him, though, at all. I don't know if I'd know him if he walked in the room. But I don't know what to think here. Obviously, the story is that he got arrested, and they're saying the allegation is he tried to run over his wife and somebody that was with her or tried to hurt them with his car. That's all we know. And he got arrested, and he was in jail till Saturday night, actually. Got arrested around 4 a.m., got out Saturday night at about 7:30 p.m., is what we know. How can I say this? I was obviously a fan of Jay Barker as a player. That 92 Alabama team was remarkable. Again, it was a defense that led them to the natty. But Jay Barker was the quarterback on that team. How can I say this subtly? I've never been a big Jay Barker fan other than that, though. Let me just put it, and it's not based on anything. I just my feelings there. Don't know anything about him. I wouldn't know Sarah Evans if she walked in the room. Okay. Dom up in Pittsburgh. Big Notre Dame fan. Notre Dame, man. Lance Taylor. Now, Lance Taylor got a chance to move from running backs coach to offensive coordinator at Louisville. We'll get into all that. Yeah, I mean, you got a chance to call the plays and be the guy. You got to go. He left. They hired Al Washington, former linebacker coach there at Ohio State. He's going to coach the D-line at Notre Dame. Still got to get a defensive coordinator, and now you got to hire a running backs coach. They did hire the wide receiver coach from Baylor, the former Clemson player. Dom up in Pittsburgh. Bill, did you fire up the snowblower? Well, I do not have a snowblower. Me buying a snowblower would be about as sensible, and I know Dom's kidding around, would be about as sensible as me calling our insurance people and asking, hey, can I get tsunami insurance? The Harpeth River may flow right through the house. Now, I know, we just had a tsunami and it got into California. I saw that news, yes. But that would be about as sensible as me calling and saying, I'm afraid the Gulf Coast, the lovely Emerald Coast, where all our buddies, good friends are down there, is going to get all the way to Nashville, flood my house. I need insurance against that. Probably wouldn't be a good idea. Josh, and this is a Jay Book, who's a big Buckeye. This guy always commenting, and he keeps up with the Buckeyes. Notre Dame fans think Ohio State fans are nervous about Al Washington going there, and Marcus Freeman trying to turn Notre Dame football program into baby Ohio State. I haven't seen that, really. Haven't really noticed that. Al Washington and Marcus Freeman are friends dating back at least to the Cincinnati days together, right? I know that. And Al Washington will be taking over the defensive line for Notre Dame, which has been a good unit and returns pretty much everything, plus some decent depth. Now, their depth, other than Riley Mills, who may be a starter for them, is kind of, how do I like to put this? Not a lot of lead in their britches. And what I mean by that is you've got to be some of those positions down. You've got to be a thumper. You got to be big. Some of those backup linemen are 270-something pounds. Like the Howard Cross kid, whose dad, famous player at Alabama's a tight end, NFL. He's a 6 foot, 275-pound defensive lineman who rotates, but not a lot of lead in the britches. You know what I mean? I mean, at those positions on the interior, you need to be, I mean, 290s on the light side. Frankly. All right, let's do this. Take a break, and we shall continue. Hope you're having a good one. Happy Monday. Balls of Steel, hour number 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're still staring at this crash up here in Hendersonville. They're trying to load up one of the damaged vehicles right now on Vietnam Vets westbound. They still have the left lane blocked here at Gallatin Pike. That's Vietnam Vets going westbound towards Nashville. Here at Gallatin Pike's got traffic still limping along. We're still concerned about some of these back roads out here. Please be careful if you have to get out and about. Warmer weather is waiting for you at Pensacola Beach. Check it out today at PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soult.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soult.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Turn the corner in 2022 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Plus, 401k, paid vacation and holidays, insurance, and weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. A new beginning awaits in 2022 at Goggin Cold Haul. Online at GogginCold.com. Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
LSU is an 800-pound gorilla with a chainsaw for a penis.
All right, I want to do something, Pat. Maybe somebody's driving down the street, they're new to the show, and they think they might have heard something just then, but they're not sure. Did I just hear what I think I heard? Patton, play that one more time just to confirm to them.
LSU is an 800-pound gorilla with a chainsaw for a penis.
You heard what you heard. Your ears were not deceiving you. No, that right there is that might be, when that gets played, that might be my proudest moment on this show. Our biggest accomplishment ever might just be that right there. Can't be more proud than that. Kevin in Dublin, Georgia. Bill, if this is global warming, we need to order more cow, I'm going to say the scientific word, flatulence from the Cosby Cattlemen. Yeah, we got that checked many years ago, and it's okay to say that on the show. The reason why I know this is we were flying to, I think it was either Los Angeles or Phoenix. I don't remember which one it was. It was me and Childers. And I was against the window, three seats. Chris was in the middle, and this grandma, probably in her 80s, was next to him on the aisle seat. And Chris was complaining to me because he said Grandma had flatulence. I'll just leave it with that. So I was telling the story on the show back in the Sirius XM days, and we checked, and it's okay to say that. Yeah, I'm not trying to be gross. It's a true. That's a real story. That is not just goofball host making stuff up. No. That was not an attempt at third-grade humor here. It's a real story. I told Chris, what do you want me to do about it? Quit talking to me about it. I can't fix that. I'm not on the radio right now. We're in a plane. We're at 30,000 feet. Not a whole lot I can do about this. on Twitter, at Bill is King. Cynthia down on the Emerald Coast. Good point by her. Bill, hurt feelings and booze, not a good marriage. It's sad now because Jay probably destroyed his radio show and his life. That's a tough one. I don't know other than what is in the news. I don't know anything more specific about it. Alan down in Tampa. Bill, here's your new boat. Bozo and the Burrow can captain. It's a huge boat. Somewhere where Alan was, he took a picture of it. I don't know how big this thing is. Massive. I don't think I could handle a boat like that. Noah Cav up in Chicago. Bill, here is some worthless Jeff and the Burrow Wolverine Dan info. I was channel surfing, landed on college wrestling, and I was looking at the rankings. Missouri is ranked, to my surprise, and the SEC doesn't really even have wrestling. So Missouri competes in the MAC, but will be moving to the Big 12 soon. You know, I didn't know that about Missouri. I did not know that. So they compete in the MAC, but they'll be in the Big 12 soon. Now, I do know this here locally. A lot of these high schools have hockey teams. And because they don't have many go out for hockey, high schools will combine. So you could have a high school here in Wilco, two high schools that are football enemies, but in hockey they combine and they're cool. Now, I don't know how many schools do that. Patton graduated about, what, 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago from high school. Was there high school hockey, Patton, when you were in high school?
Yeah, our high school would kind of team up with another high school in Nashville, USN. I don't know if you know where that is.
University school, yeah. Yes. And that's, matter of fact, university school is basically attached to Vanderbilt. It's not related to it, but geographically it's there. And so Patton, so a lot of schools will combine. They have to, right?
Yeah, not many were. I know Matt Juliet High School is about the only one that they had that I know of.
And up here in Wilco, I know there are a bunch of these teams, but I do think some of them combine just because you can't field a roster if you don't. Ken down in Georgia this morning, checking in. Morning, Ken. Says, Bill, thank goodness for that WNSR app. I usually listen to my FM station on the way to work, but somebody's asleep at the switch this morning, and they didn't turn on the Bill King switch. Julia, here's another one. God, today's just flooded with this stuff. Julia in Atlanta. Bill, what about the Thibodeau-Bama-McElroy lack of education story? So, Devon Thibodeau, incredible player, Oregon, hurt for a lot of this year, going to be a very high draft pick defensive lineman. Everybody knows him. Was talking with, who was he talking with Fox? Anyways, he's just talking about his career, and he said, you know, if I went to Alabama, I probably wouldn't. What did he say? He basically inferred or said, if I had gone to Alabama, I probably wouldn't be the player I am now, and I wouldn't have an education. I'd be dumb as a box of rocks. Now, he didn't say it like that, but that's what he inferred. Oh, who was it on Fox he was interviewed with? Anyways, there's been a lot of backlash about it. I'll get into it a little bit. We'll take the break. Coming right back. Balls of Steel, Hour 3. Hope you're having a good Monday. Omni. We'll be right back.
Good morning. Out in Wilson County, they're working a wreck on Golden Bear Gateway right there on the overpass. There's some slick spots out here as they continue to clean up this wreck up in Hendersonville. Hopefully, it'll be running smoothly, a little bit better here in the next few minutes on Vietnam. Feds coming inbound right at Gallatin Pike for the last hour or so. It's been pretty slow. Old Franklin Road at Crossings Boulevard, that's a crash tying up that intersection. Warmer weather is waiting for you at Pensacola Beach. Log on today, PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSIN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now.
NBA this afternoon, the Grizzlies at home against the Bulls. Memphis a 5.5-point home favorite, the over-under 224. NFC wild card tonight, the Cardinals at the Rams. Arizona a 3.5-point underdog, 49.5 total. The winner moves on to play Tampa Bay in the divisional round. The other games are set. The Bengals plus 3.5 at the Titans. 49ers a 5-point underdog at Green Bay. The Chiefs a 2-point home favorite against Buffalo. Midway point of the NHL season approaching. The latest odds for the Stanley Cup, the Avalanche the favorite, plus 550. The Panthers plus 650, followed by the Maple Leafs and Lightning at plus 700 and the Golden Knights fifth at plus 800. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlay, and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started, and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly cloudy, high near 39. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, low around 26. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high near 48. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low around 38. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone. Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
My God, a freshman in big, thick thighs. He's running over people. Herschel Walker, my God, a freshman.
Larry Munson, I know you're checking in with us from heaven this morning. I apologize for that. I know that is so bad that I don't know what to say, but my humble apologies to you for that. I hope when I'm gone, somebody doesn't do this to me. Patton, play that one more time.
My God, a freshman in big thick thighs, he's running over people. Herschel Walker, my God, a freshman.
Yeah, I hope that is so bad. That is so wrong. Major moves over in West, by God, Virginia. Bill, you think we may see some kind of rule modification in the non-playing portion of the season? See, first of all, major moves, don't say off-season. That is verboten. So I had to edit that on the fly. Modification here during the non-playing portion of the season of the faking injuries during drives. I don't know how you properly adjudicate that. What would you do? I mean, now obviously people are taught when a defense gets gassed and the other team's playing, speed them up. And we know that defense takes a lot more energy, that faking injuries stops everything. That does happen. I'm not even questioning that at all. And here's what I find funny. I find funny that fan bases always point to the other fan base for doing it like they would never do it. That's kind of like back in the day, you know, in the 80s or 90s, fan bases. Yeah, you're a big cheater. You guys got busted. You're big. Like your school would never do anything like that. Like players aren't getting stuff at your school. How do you properly adjudicate injuries? I have determined you're really not injured. You're just faking it. Here's a penalty. I mean, you're talking about something very subjective there. Let's say a guy, let's say that it's after a play and the defense is getting winded and gashed. And a player's just standing there and then all of a sudden just falls out. And everybody goes nuts. Now, usually, yes, that's a guy faking it to slow everything down, to stop everything. But what if it's a guy who is standing there and literally did get a cramp? Now, most of the time, he's faking. I know. I'm not trying to be naive here. But what if it's a legit cramp and he falls out right there? Which could happen. I mean, again, let me put it this way. The faking of injuries doesn't come close when it comes to my irritability levels to, let's say, the targeting rule. I mean, it doesn't even register compared to the targeting rule. For me now, I don't remember one moment in a game where a guy fell out faking it and it really bothered me. I mean, matter of fact, I think it's kind of funny, actually, because then everybody tweets the picture, everybody starts pointing at it, like, again, their guys would never do it. It's the other team, obviously, faking. Baby Kiff up in Knoxville. If somebody could show me a rule that would make sense, where you could properly adjudicate it, then I would listen. I would listen. Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, accurate assessment. The nation has SEC fatigue, mostly due to ESPN's never-ending coverage, and it has the country color-coded. In the blue, which is most of the country, it says sick of the SEC. And then it's got two different color red states, because of their school colors, their uniforms, and it's Alabama, Georgia, and basically most of the rest of the country, outside of the Southeast, it says sick of the SEC, all in blue. The only states it says not sick of the SEC would be the SEC states, and it does include Texas. Well, A&M's in there, yeah, but it includes Texas. So there you have it. But that's not new. I mean, that's the SEC fatigue's been a problem for at least a decade. I've been talking about it for at least 10 years. I don't necessarily have it because this is where I live, and I grew up with it. I don't know any different. But it is a thing. I acknowledge it is a real item. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, the way you stop faking injuries is this. You go out because of injury means you miss the next five plays. That will stop this. Well, yeah, but let's say you designate one of your players on your defense who is probably the less likely to hurt you when he's gone. You know, just don't get your superstar defensive lineman falling out, faking. But what if you get one of your backup subs? I don't know. I mean, it's not a bad idea. I think, frankly, I just doesn't bother me that much as it does other people. And I think it's actually funny because the reaction I see from all the various fan bases is so holier than thou. That's the irony here. All right, hour two coming up. Hour three, Balls of Steel, Monday on the Nashville Hotel.